Hi, good afternoon. My name is Duan Halo. I'm a physician in preventive medicine, and I'm also an informatics fellow at the Houston Health Department. And today I'm going to talk about a project called Streamlining Hepatitis C Automatic Reporting. Hepatitis C is essentially a viral infection that affects your liver. It causes inflammation, scarring, and sometimes cancer and death. In the United States, 3 to 4 million people are infected, but only half are aware of their infection. Our health department received 2,000 positive lab tests in 2011, and by 2014, we saw four times that. The good news is there's effective treatment available now. And this fact allows us to play a major role in improving the health of our population in Houston. Now, there's an acute version of the case, and there's a chronic version, as you all know. The acute version is only reportable in Texas, as you just heard. And that is because the acute version represents an origin of a potentially new outbreak. A chronic cases are the majority of chronic cases were infections from the past years. And this poses a challenge to our health department currently. ELRs do not distinguish acute from chronic cases. And our current reporting system for the acute version is currently paper-based, meaning either the provider calls us to report the case or he faxes us. And as you all know, this results in delayed and underreporting of any disease. So our project is essentially combining the data of EHRs in the form of ADT messages. ADT messages are a format that are transmitted within the hospital and only within the hospital. And now, but it's possible to transmit this format outside of the hospital. So we will combine the data of an ADT message. And what is an ADT message combined? It contains admission notes, progress notes. So these two types of notes contain chief complaints and HPIs that are essentially the summaries of encounters by the provider and the patient. So again, we will capture these ADT messages and combine them with our existing ELRs that we're capturing. And the combination of these will provide sufficient evidence to identify acute cases. The project process begins with the following. Every ADT message that comes in is processed for two elements, or scanned for two elements. One is an ICD code for acute hepatitis. Second is any keyword of a symptom associated with acute hepatitis. For example, headache, abdominal pain, yellow skin, yellow eyes, dark urine. These are all keywords that are associated with the illness. If an ICD code is encountered in the ADT message during this processing, we automatically generate a case report for acute hep C. If only a symptom exists, well then that ADT message is just stored for 6 months in a temporary database. During that 6 months, if this record or this individual matches with a positive ELR that we receive, we again generate a case report for acute hepatitis C. During that 6 months, we do not receive any positive lab report, then that ADT message is discarded, and we regard that symptom not associated with acute hepatitis. PHII, Public Health Informatics Institute, assisted us with this project. They made two site visits, and we used their EHR toolkit to collect requirements for the project. The requirements are essentially what elements in the ADT message we needed to provide evidence to identify an acute case. Second, they helped us calculate the cost of ownership, more specifically the labor involved to do this project. And finally, a very extensive workflow, which I just showed you a summary of only. This surveillance system will generate a list of acute cases, just acute cases, for our linkage to care staff to easily contact the patients and connect them with treatment so that they can connect with the effective treatment that's available. And second, because this new upgraded surveillance system can capture ADT messages, we can possibly initiate chronic disease surveillance. Why? Because ADT messages not only contain the keywords of hepatitis, but they contain keywords related to chronic disease, such as BMI, blood pressure, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetics. Thank you.